hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing well. It's a 5-star performance from Algeria. Algeria 5, Cape Verde 1. We'd come through the gears quite easily in first gear, second gear, but not fourth gear, fifth gear. We were beating teams, you know, we were winning every game. 1-0, 2-0, 2-1. But I said it's been a while since we thrashed a team like a Tanzania game, like a Djibouti game. 5 goals for Algeria. When is the last time we scored 5? It's definitely been a while, but we've come back to it at the best time. And to be honest, when you see that starting lineup, you expect goals because it's one of the most attacking Algeria lineups you're going to see in a while. And it reminded me of that opening AFCON game against Sierra Leone where we played Brahimi, Mahrez, I think Bruno Jaslamani, so many attacking players, I think one centre mid, and we drew that 0-0. Certainly wasn't a problem today. So let's go through that starting 11. And yes, I know the draw for AFCON has happened. If you want to see me talk about that for all 24 teams, stick around. There'll be another video very soon, hopefully, on the draw specifically, where Algeria have been given a very, not just a very favourable draw, but also a very favourable second and third round game, potentially after that as well. But I have to say, no other team in Africa, apart from Algeria and Cape Verde, were playing tonight during that draw. It's actually embarrassing. Like, even the African teams that played today, I think Cameroon played, Egypt played and beat Zambia 1-0. They played earlier in the day, so that the draw happened after full time. Which Muppet, for all I know, let's schedule the game during the AFCON draw. Where the RFA president, the new one, well, he decided he has to fly over to Ivory Coast. He can't even watch the game we've just won 5-1. He's probably following it on his phone. So why the bloody hell we had the draw during the game was utterly ridiculous. We've known for weeks what the dates were. I mean, surely either play at 5 o'clock or play it the day after or the day before. There's a reason no other team in Africa was playing, apart from us, during that. That is shocking. I'll tell you what was also shocking. The Algerian TV production having to put the draw in the bottom of the screen to show everyone what happened. Laughable. Anyway, I said I want to see the main team. No more faffing about, trying him, trying his mum, trying his dad. I want to see the main team. And it was the main team from what we could do. So, of course, Rayan Aignoury wasn't available. Funnily enough, Yasser Larroussi was drafted into the squad, but he hasn't even trained with the squad yet. I'm sure he'll be involved in the Egypt game, but that was great to see Larroussi involved already and those admin issues sorted. But Mandrea played in goal, didn't keep a clean sheet. He barely had anything to do, to be honest, but he is the number one. Youssef Hatan is the number one right back. He was so attacking. I mean, even the midfield and the attack was attacking. Even him was bombing up and down, and he got an assist today as well. Very good performance from Youssef Hatan. Ben Sabani kept centre-back, even with Aignoury out. That tells to me, 100% going forward, you're going to see Rami Ben Sabani as a centre-back for Algeria. Not a hope in hell is he going to be at left-back again. Touba played in left-back over Lucif, which I'm happy with, which I totally agree with. That says more about Lucif than Touba, by the way. Lucif, I think, is there because he won a competition in the cornflakes box, not because of his ability. And, of course, Mandy in there for his more passing ability from the back with his defensive duties as well. And then the front six, I mean, Zerouki is the most defensive-minded player in that six midfield and attack. And ironically, he scored a goal, as did Aouar with 2. What a player. We'll come on to the goals in a second. But even Aouar is not the most of defensive midfielders. And yet Aouar and Zerouki, the two centre-mids, provided 3 of the 5 goals. And then you had Mahrez, Amora, Gouiri, and Slimani, all 4 of them, and all 4 of them offer the team different things. You've got Mahrez with his dribbling ability and he's beating players 1v1. You've got Amora with his pace. You've got Gouiri with his goals. And you've got Slimani with his height, strength and ability physically in the air. And it looked to me where Bolamani just said, you know what? I'm slapping my massive ego on a table. Bang, this is me. This is us. This is what we've got to offer. You can watch a petty draw with your people dancing about and Akon performing 10 years after his voice went, right, in front of Drogba and Eto and all those people. We're playing a game. This is how good we are. This is my attack and we're going to do you. And you can put us in Cape Verde's group if you want because we'll beat them again. He thought, you know what? All these cards, slap them down on that coffee table with your kahwa and your milfay. Get them down there. Brilliant. You've got just Mahrez, Gouiri, Amora and Slimani. Cape Verde thinking, what am I going to do here? Bruno Varela, his debut for Cape Verde, played in the Champions League a few times with Porto and Ajax, the Guimarães keeper. He plays in Portugal. He plays against the winger Belumi that didn't play. He's thinking, what have I got to do? What have I walked into here? This is harder than Portugal. Goodness me. But really good atmosphere in the Constantine Stadium. Of course, the brilliant tribute to Palestine at the beginning where they all the players came out and they wore a Palestinian scarf in their Algeria training top. I think the bond between Algeria and Palestine is second to none. I don't think you'll see Morocco even do something like that. You wouldn't see Tunisia, Egypt do something like that. I really hope that Egypt game is a real tribute to the Palestinian people. But let's actually talk about the blooming game now, because so much happened off the pitch. 1-0 straight away. Now, Varela, actually, his defender made a big mistake and he saved him right at the beginning. It was almost like the earliest own goal ever. Varela keeps the ball out. But then Slimani presses him, and Slimani's got a really good record in playing in the Portuguese league. He's actually played against Varela before when he played for Sporting. He pressured Varela. He won the ball back off him. Then Mahrez assisted Amora. Brilliant sides from Amora for the first goal. And I have to say, playing for Union SG now in Belgium, and they're a good team. They're in Europe. He just played at Anfield. Every time he starts, he seems to score for Algeria, Amora. I think we're at the stage now where, and Amora went to the last AFCON, he didn't play a single minute. And then Belmadi, when asked about it, he said he's not Maradona. I think he might be, you know. Me, Amora, we're at the point now. I genuinely now think we have to start Amora. I know he can come off the bench with pace. I think we'd be stupid to not start Amora. And I think he's shown consistently that he's deserved it. And it may mean benching Benrahma. It may mean that. But what a player to have on the bench in Benrahma. And what a player. You just got to start Amora. Whether it's on the left or up front, you can't drop him. We played 4-4-2. Guri and Slimani played like big man, little man. Mara's on the right, Amora on the left. I think you've got to play him. He's so good. He's so good. Just after that 1-0, Guri, 4 yards out. Has he not scored today? We've scored 5 and he's not scored. But he was involved in most of the goals. He's blazed it over from 4 yards. What a moment. I thought he was going to rifle into the top corner. What a moment to see Emin Guiri in the Algeria team. It's just beautiful. So many positives have come out of today. But we need to keep our feet on the ground and take it one step at a time. Mahrez has another chance at 1-0. Left foot just over the bar. And then, this is the goal of the day. Forget match of the day. This is goal of the day. Youssef Attal clips a ball over the top to Hussam Awar. If you haven't seen it, bloody watch it. Awar looks up. Varela's coming off. Bang. Would you like some salt on that chip? Because it was beautiful. It was delicious. It was très délicieux. It was, oh my God. I'm thinking, Awar, mate, it's only Cape Verde. Relax, it's not Brazil. It's his first game. It's Varela's first game. Awar doesn't give a crap. He's embarrassed him. He sent him back to Portugal, back to Guimarães after about 15, 20 minutes. And then after that, he goes and scores again. I mean, the late flurry in the first half. Again, you kind of expect it. Once you get that ball in that attacking third of the field, when Algeria have that many talented attacking players on the pitch, you expect goal returns. Unbelievable. Slimani heads a Mahrez free kick across goal. Awar heads it in. So he chipped the keeper. He's then beaten with his head. It's 3-0. Awar's got 2. We're tuning into the draw. We're having a bit of cake. We're having a bit of milfay. It's a lovely day. It's beautiful, isn't it? And then Touba, before even half-time whistle goes, he hits the crossbar. Could have been 4. Could have been 4. I mean, Belmadi, I hope he's telling them, we scored 5 goals today. We should have scored more than 5. But I'm not going to complain about only getting 5. Slimani had a big chance with his feet, but missed it. But feet missed it. I've heard those in sentences a lot with Slimani over the years. And then everyone's kind of watching the draw. It's coming at half-time. We're thinking, right, it's a perfect moment. Bebe and Ryan Mendes come on for Cape Verde. We don't even realise. This is the Bebe that was Portuguese once upon a time. And Sir Alex Ferguson said he was the second coming of Cristiano Ronaldo. Well, he may have been with that finish. But what happened with Mandrea there? Bebe hits it outside the box like it's a 2012 Ferguson team with Patrice Evra and Gary Neville on as the fullbacks. What a goal from Bebe. And then soon after that, we calmed the nerves. A bit of sustained pressure from Cape Verde. But Zarouki, of all people, 2 assists for Mahrez, the second assist for Mahrez. Guri played a part in the goal again. Zarouki with a good finish. He's been in good form for club and for country, I think. That performance against Atletico Madrid in the Champions League was very, very good from Zarouki. And then we see Fagouli come on. Shaibi come on. See Buatanani come on. Benrahma comes. And you're thinking, bloody hell, these are 4 talented, quality players that can't even get in the flipping starting 11. Unbelievable. And I'm thinking, Slimani has played the whole game. He's played 95 minutes there. And he didn't look unfit. There's been games for Algeria in recent months and years where he hasn't looked fit. You know, he wasn't playing for clubs. He was moving clubs on the bench. He was obviously playing and scoring for Coritiba in Brazil. He was mobile today. Like I said, Slimani, he got an assist. He got a goal. He played the whole game. I think there's a place on that plane for him, for Slimani, but I think it's going to mean not taking Bakhtad Bounedjah. It looks like Slimani's going to go and Bounedjah won't. At this moment in time, that's how I'd see it. But there's a big talking point with this penalty. Now, Benrahma obviously is thinking, oh, bloody hell, Moura's scored, Shaibi's on the bench, you've got Guri coming into the main team, and you're thinking, I've got to impress the manager here. So he's done so well, he's won a penalty, he's picked up the ball. Now, let me tell you about Benny, yeah? Benrahma is the West Ham penalty taker, yeah? This is the Champions of Europe West Ham penalty taker. He's won the pen. Even at West Ham, when he doesn't win the pen, he takes them. I can't remember a penalty Benrahma's missed for West Ham. He scored one in the Conference League final, ironically, against Cabral, who was playing with Fiorentina, was playing for Cape Verde tonight. He picks up the ball to take it. Bang. Slimani said, what do you think you're doing? How bloody dare you take that ball? I'm taking it. Literally almost snatched the ball off Benrahma. Benrahma's absolutely fuming. And this is at 4-1 in added time. If this is 2-2 in the quarterfinal, what's going on here? Does this mean Slimani's going to take it? Now, Mahrez wasn't on the pitch. I'm guessing Mahrez takes it if he's on the pitch. The reason Slimani so desperately wants it is to extend that record, where he already actually is got the record of all-time Algeria goalscorer. So there's no way he's so hung up and wanting to get more. Maybe he thought his performance should be capped off by a goal. But I did feel for Benny there. I thought Benny had a very, very good game and he was very hard done by. But Slimani does score of his feet to defy belief and Algeria defeat Cape Verde 5-1. And that was the story of the match. That performance answered a lot of questions, a lot of positives. You know, Guri, Slimani, Amora, Zerouki, Aouar, the back four didn't keep a clean sheet. That was probably what was missing from it overall. But Bebe is got quality. And thankfully, we didn't get Cape Verde in the group, although we could get Cape Verde in the last 16 when we go through the draw a little bit later on. So, all in all, Aouar man of the match with the two goals. I mean, it's just different level, boys. It's just different level of football. And all those attacking players, I've named 9-10 quality attacking players, and people are saying they want Youssef Belaili in there. Oh, come on now. Do me a favour, please.